You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
And this is Eric Dye, and once again, you've tuned into the E-Musician Podcast Show here on EPN. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Anthony Cetroniti, the founder and CEO of an innovative new app that is revolutionizing the music industry. Introduced earlier this year at the NAMM convention, the app is called MeetHook. And it works by connecting artists and professionals with fans and students in real time through one-on-one video sessions, allowing musicians to earn an extra income anytime, anywhere, while proving unparalleled access for fans. MeetHook is certainly changing the game. Mr. Cetroniti, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
It's great to be here. Thank you, Eric.
You bet, and our pleasure, and certainly looking forward to hearing all the details on MeetHook. So tell us, for starters, if you would, describe how the app works in your own words to kick things off today.
Sure thing. So if you are a musician with a specific skill set or fan base, you can go on there and very easily set up a what we call a host profile. And that allows you to be available for anyone who goes on the app and finds you to book you. Now, you can put in a schedule, or if you're very busy, like most musicians are, you can just make yourself available on the fly at a moment's notice. And what happens is, when you set up your profile, you have anyone has the ability to favorite your profile when they go on the app. So what that does is it bookmarks your profile. And when you make yourself available, the notification goes out to everyone who has favorited your profile that you are available. So it makes it really easy for a busy musician that has fans that want to access them, and it doesn't bother them when they're not, you know, when they're not available. And when they are available, they can easily make some extra money because it's very streamlined. It collects the money for them. It takes care of the scheduling. If there's time zone issues, that all is worked out within the app, and it makes it a nice, seamless, one-on-one video interaction through the app. And as soon as the call is, you know, the call is timed. So if someone pays for, let's say, 20 minutes of your time, when the call starts, the timer starts as well, and when it gets to zero, the call drops, and each person on either end gets the ability to review and rate the call, and the host or the user. That way, the next users that are maybe interested in that host or vice versa can see the value that they're bringing in these calls and what to expect, and it just, over time, that's going to really help people understand whether it's going to be worth spending the money or not.
Certainly some interesting background there, most helpful and appreciated. Now, I'd be curious, why did you start the app, and why did you think that there was a need in the market?
So I've been running a music school for the last eight years, and I've been involved in that music school for about 24, which means I've taken a lot of lessons myself. I started as a student, and over the last 24 years, I've met a lot of professional musicians, had great conversations with them, learned a lot from them just in conversing, and found that, you know, it added a lot of value to what I was doing, to sort of be able to pick their brain at times and, learn from them, gain perspective, especially. And, because they have already been to the places that I've wanted to go, so to speak. And I thought it was a great way for me to sort of learn from the source and really get some great ideas on how I might pursue my dreams a little better, maybe, you know, get a little tips here and there. So when I realized that this is, you know, I realized that I'm one of the lucky ones, and there's a lot of other people out there in all, you know, all walks of life that have not, you know, that don't have the ability that I have to connect with these people. And I also see plenty of musicians coming into the school that are hustling around, trying to make extra money, trying to, you know, make ends meet in this music business that we are currently in. As I'm sure you know, and your listeners know, it's not that easy nowadays to make money with your music. So this is an alternate way you can make money while, you know, without taking a second job that's completely opposite of what you do musically. Allows you to use your music skills and your experience in the music business to help other people or connect with them and, you know, get some of their questions answered and also earn a little extra money. So I felt like it was a win-win for everyone involved. And it's so far it's proven to, you know, to the people who have heard about it already, where, you know, we've been growing. Like you said, we started at NAMM and we've been growing ever since. It's been about 11 months now. And, you know, it's really starting to make a difference in a lot of people's lives, and I'm really excited about it.
Hey, good stuff there, and good to hear the report. Really creative on your part, and it would take someone on the inside like yourself to come to creating such a clever app and seeing the need as well. So do you have any notable artists featured on the app that you would like to mention?
You know, well, I'm a drummer, so I started with drummers because that was sort of my network. And a lot of people are pretty impressed with the people we have up there. We have, you know, Jonathan Moffitt, who played drums for Michael Jackson for over 30 years. We have Stephen Perkins, one of my favorite drummers from Jane's Addiction. There are, you know, Carmine Appice, who's basically a legend, played with Vanilla Fudge. And, you know, there's so many, it's hard to, you know, I don't want to single too many people out, but it's just, our drum host list is very extensive. So if you are a drummer, this app is right up your alley. You can find anyone in any different genre or specific skill set, I'm sure, that will be able to help you along. You know, we got the drummer from Sum 41, Frank Zumo. The list goes on and on, but, you know, the app is open to any professional in music, and soon we'll be launching other categories that are outside of music. But I want to make sure that people understand that, you know, if you can be a professional in music, there is a place for you as a host on the Meat Hook app. And, you know, so you can be a sound man, you can be a lighting tech, a drum tech, a guitar tech, you could be a music lawyer, you could be a music historian. You know, it's anyone who has a specialized skill in the music category can offer themselves up for, you know, an hourly rate, which could get broken down by the minute if you don't even offer an hour. You know, you can offer anywhere from 10 minutes on. And, yeah, so if anyone's interested in checking out the full list of hosts, they just need to download the app and you know, there's all the categories are listed. They just hit the music category, and then all the skills that you can have in music are listed, and they can sort of peruse that and go through. And there's, like I said, I think we have somewhere around 500 hosts at this point.
Exciting stuff. Today we're joined by Mr. Anthony Cetrinetti, the founder and CEO of an innovative new app, Meat Hook, that is revolutionizing the music industry. Here on the eMusician Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now tell us, Mr. Cetrinetti, what has been your biggest learning curve in launching the app?
You know, I'm not a tech guy, so the hardest part for me and the most learning I have had with building this is the technical side of things. Finding out how to navigate through that world is definitely difficult, but it's been a huge learning experience. I'm working with a large tech team out of India, and you know, every day there's something new to learn, and there's a lot of things that sort of have to fit together, kind of like a puzzle. And you know, we've been working on this for over 3 years now, so it definitely has had some some struggles along the way, and you know, the best part is to watch the hosts and users use the app for the first time and get their feedback, because we've made, as do much many of the apps out there, they put it out there, and then you tweak it along the way as you see people use it, because you never can know exactly how people are going to use it and navigate through it until they start doing it and you watch. So we learn a lot by watching our hosts and users use it. And over the course of the last year, we have been taking notes and tweaking along the way to make sure that everyone has a great experience and no one gets stuck on anything, or something is you know, not quickly understandable and navigatable. So, the entire process has been a huge learning experience for me, and I'm really glad I did it. And looking back, if I knew what I know now, I may not have done it, because it's definitely been a lot of ups and downs, but I'm very happy we're at this point, and people are starting to use it, and, you know, it's starting to change the game for a lot of people, and, you know, that's the most rewarding part of the whole process.
Understandably so, and some good information there. Lastly, and be curious as well, what advice would you have for other entrepreneurs that would like to do something similar that you did in the space?
Well, you know, I think this goes for any project that anyone, whether you're a musician or not, if you're working on a project, the best thing for me, and the thing that I always think about when I get stuck or I feel like I have a mountain in front of me, I always think about how can I break this down into smaller pieces and, you know, tackle one a day or two a day, or just break it down so that it's easy. It's easier to sort of wrap my brain around and get the project done. So no matter what you're working on, I feel like if there's any way you can figure out how to break it down into much smaller pieces, it'll be easier to handle. It'll, you know, there will be sort of a journey to go through to get from beginning to end. But, you know, it really makes it easier to tackle in that way. And it's helped me a bunch. I remember my uncle telling me a long time ago that's what he did. And I've listened to a lot of podcasts and watched a lot of YouTube videos. And, you know, throughout the years, as I was growing and learning as an entrepreneur, and that has helped me so much in my career, just breaking things down. You know, it even goes for learning music. You know, you if you can't get a specific groove or rhythm on the drums, you know, you break it down, you learn what the right foot's doing, and what the right hand's supposed to do, and what the right left foot and the left hand, you put it all together at some point, and you know, it works out. So breaking it down, that's the key for me.
I like that advice, and especially the word rhythm, as that fits right into the music industry, and that's a perfect fit for sure. Really great to have had you with us. If I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get further details on MeetHook and download the app, give us all the details, whether they can download it on the iOS platform or Android. Certainly give us some details there.
Yes, you can get it on the App Store. It's called MeetHook, and that's M-E-E-T, like you're meeting someone, MeetHook, one word. And it's also available on the Google Play Store. You can also access it online at MeetHook.com. When you go to MeetHook.com, you will end up on our promotional site, and there are links leading to the app, you know, the app pages there. Or you can sign up and log on right on the web. If you have, you know, if you're using a computer, that might be the best way to do it. Either way, it's available on all the different platforms, and we felt like that was important because, you know, musicians and everyone out there, you know, there's so many different devices. We wanted to make sure we didn't leave anybody out.
Very good, and you're one of the few folks that offer it on both platforms, Android and iOS or Apple. Well done in all regards. Well, Mr. Saturnetti, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and certainly all of us here at EPN wish you nothing but the best. And thanks for joining us here today on the E-Musician Podcast Show.
Well, thank you for having me, and all the best.
And certainly appreciate it. We've been speaking with Mr. Anthony Saturnetti, the founder and CEO of an innovative new app, MeetHook, that is revolutionizing the music industry. And to download the app today, visit MeetHook.com. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the eMusician Podcast Show here on EPN. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.